And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. But your belief system, man, your belief system, it needs some fine tuning. It needs some fine tuning, and here's why. You believe certain things about money. You have certain preconceived notions about money. We all have certain beliefs about money. We have certain preconditioned thoughts about what money can or cannot do for us. But challenging your beliefs about money can be a powerful way to expand your financial perspective and potentially improve your financial well-being. Is that something you're interested in doing? Do you want to challenge your belief system, or are you happy with the belief system that you have? Now, beliefs are instilled in us at a very young age. They are. They come from people that you trust, people like your parents, your teachers, your financial planner. These are all people that you have put trust into in your life. And these people share information with you and beliefs with you. And some of those beliefs you adopt. Some of the beliefs you reject, but some of the beliefs you adopt. And they become a part of your belief system. Now, you've heard me talk many times about the false beliefs about real estate investing. The false belief that real estate is very risky. I mean, you think it's massively risky. You think that as soon as you buy a property, it's going to burn to the ground. You know what I say to that? Burn, baby, burn. Yeah, burn to the ground. I don't care. Now, I don't want anybody to get hurt. Don't get me wrong. I don't want anybody hurt, but the property, it's just sticks and bricks and stuff. It can burn to the ground. And many of you are thinking, but Al, when that thing burns to the ground, dude, you've lost your entire investment. No, I haven't. I haven't lost anything. And here's why. I have the right type of insurance on that property. I have something called loss of rent insurance. What's loss of rent insurance? Loss of rent insurance is a rider to my fire policy, which is going to pay me, by the way, to restore that property to brand new condition. But the loss of rent rider basically says that if the resident is displaced due to a peril that occurs on the property, they will pay me the rent as if the resident were still living in the property. Even though the place is burned to the ground, even though I can't charge them rent legally because there's no property for them to rent. It burnt to the ground. I'm going to be okay financially because the property is going to be rebuilt to brand new condition using other people's money. Yeah, little concept of leverage there. I'm not going to lose any income because the loss of rent insurance rider is going to pay me just as if that resident were sitting in that property. Now, one of the other things that you're probably worried about, what about that poor renter? What about that poor resident that just had all of their stuff burnt to the ground? They're going to be okay too. And some of you are thinking, you can't say that. You don't know that. Yes, I do. I do know that. How do you know that, Al? Well, here's how I know it. I require all of my residents to provide me proof of renter's insurance. It's in the lease. It's in the lease that they must get renter's insurance. And it's in the lease that they have to provide me documentation that they have that renter's insurance. And the reason that I have them have that renter's insurance is because it protects them. It protects all of their stuff. All of their content, all of the things that burn to the ground are protected because I made them. In many cases, I have to make them do this. I made them get a renter's policy. So I helped to protect them. Now they've moved on with their life. They've gotten a big check for all of their stuff that they lost in the fire. I'm going to break contact with those people. I am. Because the business relationship was this. I've got this nice unit. It's available for you to live in. I'll make it available for you to rent. You pay me one third of what you make every month, and I will give you the right to live in this beautiful unit where you will call it home, and you'll pay me every month what it's worth. And at the end of the day, the insurance products that I have on my properties, the insurance products that I make my renters get, are cheap insurance. Now, I'm not saying insurance is cheap. Do not send me emails at askal@luinc.com and say, Al, you got to be kidding. In the area of automobiles, insurance is going up. The cost of insurance is going up. But here's the point. Insurance is very important for you to have because it protects your financial interests. It takes the risk away from any perils that you might have on the asset. So you put insurance on the property to protect your financial interest. Talk about challenging your beliefs about money, right? I mean, you think insurance is just this nasty, evil thing that you're being forced to pay. But at the end of the day, that insurance is very important because it protects your investment. It protects your financial position in that investment. Have I challenged your belief about money yet? I want you to think. I don't want you to go with, the answer is B. That's not what we want to do today. What we want to do is we want to expand your mind. We want you to think about money. Yeah, think about money. Do you think about money? Do you worry about money? Do you get concerned when the end of the month is showing up and you don't have enough money to make ends meet? That can be a difficult time, right? That could be very, very difficult. But that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is the concept that more money equals more happiness. Do you believe that? Do you believe it? Many people think that the more money they have, the happier they'll be. They truly believe that. You might actually believe that. Now, I'm not saying it's a false belief. I'm just saying that that is a perception about money. If I had $1 million, I could do X, Y, and Z. Well, studies suggest that once your basic needs are met, the correlation between money and happiness, it takes a nosedive. It does. What these studies suggest is that beyond a certain income level, somewhere in the $75,000 to $100,000 range in the United States of America is the example that they give, additional wealth has diminishing returns on happiness. Well, that's terrible because that's not what we believe, right? We believe that the more money that we make, the happier we will be. But this study is saying that once we get past like $75,000 to $100,000 of income, that additional wealth has diminishing returns on happiness. And the study suggests that you should focus on meaningful relationships, purpose, and mental health, because that might bring more lasting joy than simply accumulating wealth. All right, I got to take a step back because I don't believe the study has taken the time to sit down with a group of Lifestyles Unlimited members. I don't think the study has, because here's what I know. I know a whole bunch of people. And when I say a whole bunch of people, I'm talking about a whole bunch. I'm not talking like a bunch of bananas where there's like six or seven. I'm talking like hundreds, even thousands of people that are Lifestyles Unlimited. Yeah, I actually have that many personal relationships. Now, I didn't make those personal relationships overnight. I started making them 7 years ago, and I would venture to say I easily know well over 1,000 people in Lifestyles Unlimited by their first name. And for a guy that is terrible with names, that's a huge accomplishment. Yeah, I'm going to pat myself on the back right now. There we go. Yeah. All right. But let's get back to this concept of the fact I don't think this study talk to a Lifestyles Unlimited focus group. Because these people make more than $75,000 to $100,000, the majority of them anyhow. Now, some of them are on track to get that done, but the vast majority of them that I know, they've checked that box. They have achieved that income stream. They have achieved the passive income. And as a result of that, they're living some pretty happy lives. Every Tuesday, I invite a Lifestyles Unlimited member onto the show. And what do we talk about? Well, we talk about money. Yeah, we talk about money. We talk about real estate. But we also talk about their lifestyle. Have you noticed that I always ask a question that refers to their lifestyle? And what do you hear? Do you hear, well, Al, you know, now that I've made my first $1 million, I will tell you my happiness level, it's in the toilet. That's not what you hear. That's not even close to what you hear. What you hear is, well, I've been able to do this with my friends and my family. I've been able to travel. I haven't had to worry about money. I've been able to do this. I've been able to build a train set in my 20-car garage. That's what Dell does. I think more money can equal more happiness as long as you have certain things dialed in. I do. I think if you have a good, healthy lifestyle, I think if you have a good, healthy marriage, I think if you have good, meaningful relationships, I think if you have a purpose in your life and your mental health is going the way it should go, I think you are well positioned to, well, monopolize money. I do, because I think you can monopolize the money and actually get more happiness because you can go out and do things that will generate happiness for you and your family and your friends that you couldn't do before when you had no money. I'm serious. Now, I'm not saying that going out and spending money on friends and family equates to more happiness. What that does is it equates to more opportunities to go do something that's a little bit different. Hey, honey. Yes, dear. Why don't we take a week and let's go down to Costa Rica? Well, why do we want to go to Costa Rica? Because we can. Well, that actually sounds like a lot of fun. You're witnessing a potential conversation that I would have with my wife, Tina. And the reason for it is because we have more money in our household. We can do things that we couldn't do when we were not real estate retired. But in today's day and age, now that we're real estate retired, now that we have more money than we've ever had, we actually have a little more happiness. Now, I don't think that money bought me the happiness, but I think the money created a conduit that led me to more happiness. It allowed me to do more things that pleases my wife. For instance, she's big into woodworking. That's her new hobby. I mean, if I gave her a big bag of money, she would spend it all on power tools. So what did we do over the weekend? Well, we went to go look at some power tools for wood making. So I spent a couple grand on my wife. It made her smile. It made her happy. Money translated into stuff, which translated into a need or a want, really more of a want, which translated into a smile on my wife's face. You can't tell me that more money does not equal more happiness, because I think it does. I think it really boils down to your perspective in life. I think it boils down to how you see money. So what about debt? You think debt is always bad. We come back from the break, I'll tell you differently. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Lifestyles Unlimited wants you real estate retired. Learn the roadmap to wealth building. Impact your family for generations, just like Lifestyle members Chad and Lisa.
They're learning the rope. They see this in their future, too. It's benefited our children in the way they think of their future. It's taught them how to think in the millions.
Learn from the best. Lifestyles Unlimited, teaching you how to retire in 5 years or less while building generational wealth in this rapidly changing environment. Now's the time to take action. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007 for a 60% savings off the regular price. Our Financial Freedom Program membership for $297. That's $443 off our regular price. With over 33 years of educating and mentoring experience, let Lifestyles Unlimited help you become real estate retired. Text radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. And what we're doing today is we're challenging your beliefs about money. We are, because you have certain beliefs about money that have been instilled in your psyche that, well, you're not sure if you can change them. You really aren't sure if you can change them, because that information came from somebody that you trusted, whether it was a parent, a teacher, a financial planner, maybe a coworker. Somebody convinced you that the information about money that you hold close to your chest is absolutely right. But what if it isn't? What if it isn't right? What if you've got some bad information? What do you do? Well, you decide that you have bad information and you get the good information that you need to replace it with. And that's kind of what we're doing on today's show. I'm challenging some beliefs about money that you might harbor, and I'm giving you some solutions. Well, I'm really not giving you solutions. Let's be clear about that. What I'm really trying to do is make you think. That's really what I'm trying to do. I want you to expand your horizons. I want you to grow as an individual. I want you to stop worrying about what's going on at the office. I want you to stop worrying about whether or not you're going to have enough money at the end of the month to pay your bills. I want you to just for a moment relax and think. Just think. All right, now check this out. Here's a belief that many of you hold dear to your heart. You believe this to be the absolute truth. Now, some of you don't believe this, and you're probably a Lifestyles Unlimited member, but many of you do. So here's the belief. Debt is inherently harmful, and avoiding it at all costs is the safest financial strategy. Don't have any debt. Pay cash for everything. Did you hear that from your parents? Did you hear that from your grandparents? I mean, I grew up with that philosophy. My parents were older. I'm older now, too. I'm 60 years of age. My parents were in their 30s. I think my dad was like 40 years of age when he had me. They came from the Depression era. They lived through a time period where this country was going through a financial Armageddon. There were lines to get food, lines to get bread, lines to get everything. There were people that were materially crushed by the stock market collapse of 1929. And that collapse, that affected a lot of people. And that affected many lives. It created a belief system that is translated into the belief system that many people in our generation still believe. But not all debt is created equal. It's not. High interest consumer debt, things like credit cards, lines of credit, you know, signature loans, things like that. Those things can be a financial trap. But other forms of debt can be very powerful tools for building wealth. That's what we talk about here on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show ad nauseum. I don't think that I have ever presented a potential property to you that I haven't presented with having leverage on it. In other words, having debt on it. And the reason we do that is for a myriad of reasons. There are a lot of reasons to put debt on a property. The number one reason in my book, you're not using all your available cash. You're not. Let's say you had $100,000, $100,000 solid, right? And there's a house that you could buy for $100,000. If you bought that house for $100,000, you would own that property free and clear. You would not have debt on that property. But here's the challenge. Now that you've bought that property, what's wrong with that property? Did you even bother to find out? Did you even look into what was good, bad, or ugly about the property? Because here's the challenge you have. Let's say you bought that property for $100,000. But let's say it needs about $25,000 worth of repairs. Where are you going to get the money from? You just spent all of your money buying that house. You have no money left over for repairs. So what do? Do you just sit on the house and do nothing with it until you save up $25,000? Now, some of you are going, well, Al, in that case, I would probably go out and get a loan for the repairs because, I mean, at this point, I'm already invested $100,000. Yeah, you're invested $100,000 on a property that you thought was a good deal that you bought that you don't have the money to repair. Debt is your friend. What if I told you that by using debt, you could buy that $100,000 property, you could cover the $25,000 in repairs, you could cover the closing and holding costs, you'd probably be into the property for about $135,000. But by using a hard money asset, in other words, a hard money loan. In other words, a loan that we investors use to acquire and rehabilitate properties. We can literally buy the property and repair it for about 10% of the down payment. You heard me correctly, about 10%. So what does that translate into? It's about $13,500. So you put about $13,500 into the deal. You buy the asset. You cover most of the repair costs. That $13,500 represents what repair costs and closing and holding costs that were not covered by the hard money loan. So that represents effectively your down payment. So you've rehabilitated the property. It looks great. You've breathed new life back into this property. You found a great resident to live in the property. And then what do? You go get more debt. You go get more debt. And I'm scaring the daylights out of some of you. Here's why you get more debt. The first kind of debt that you put on the property had a very specific purpose. It was designed to be in place for a couple of months. Maybe a little longer, probably a little shorter, but it's designed to be in place for a very short period of time. Once you have acquired the property, once you've rehabilitated the property, once you have found somebody to lease the property from you, that hard money loan has done its job. It's run its course. And now it's time to cure it. In other words, it's time to replace it with long-term financing, a 30-year fixed loan on that property. Because with that long-term financing, that will put into place stabilized financing that we will use, that we will leverage against the property. In the meantime, even though we're refinancing this thing out and putting another loan on it, and some of you are going, oh, loan costs, points and interest and all that stuff, you're still at that $13,500 price point that I talked about. There's no additional money coming into the equation because of the way the deal was structured. $13,500 to buy a deal. And here's the thing that you may or may not understand. When you put that long-term financing on that property, that lender does not participate in any equity growth that occurs on the property. Pretty cool stuff. When I own single-family assets, now I've sold all of my single-family assets, and the reason that I did it was because I'm transitioning that money into multifamily assets. It's part of the progression of what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. When you become a member, we'll teach you all about it. But at the end of the day, those single-family properties that I did own, I didn't have any problems with them. I didn't have any problems at all. And when it came time to liquidate those properties, I put them on the market and I sold them and I received excellent prices given what the market was doing on those properties. I made a lot of money. I put in, I would say, less than 1/20th of the time into those properties that I put into my development company. And my development company was probably taking about 10 to 15 hours per week for me to work on. Okay, does that make sense? So when I frame it that way, I say, well, it took me about 1/20th of the time for 15 hours a week. The math doesn't even make sense to me because I didn't even spend that much time. It's more like 1/100th or 1/1000th. I didn't spend that much time on the properties. And that's what I have learned as a real estate investor, that when you put your money to work for you into assets that will pay you passive income, it's a game changer. It's a huge game changer. Rental properties are the conduit that you need in your portfolio to change the trajectory of your life. You do not need to work harder to make more money. You just need to work smarter. You need to think through the process. And the number one thing that you need is you need Lifestyles Unlimited. Yeah, you need us. You need us. I'm going to tell you right to your face. Okay, I'm not really right to your face. I'm right to your ear. But I'm going to tell you that you need Lifestyles Unlimited. Because what Lifestyles Unlimited is going to do for you, it's going to give you everything you need on a silver platter. I'm serious about that. Here's your investing strategy. Here's your silver platter. Boom. Okay, we don't actually give you a silver platter. But what we do give you is everything that would go on that silver platter. We give you, from cradle to grave, all the information you need to have in order to go out and buy, renovate, rent out, and make money on real estate assets. Don't you want to do that? Doesn't it make sense to you? Or are you still harboring some false beliefs? Are you still thinking that this real estate stuff is a bunch of mumbo jumbo? You think that real estate takes a lot of time. We kind of blew that one out of the water, didn't we? You think that real estate takes a lot of money. We kind of blew that one out of the water on the Today Show too. You think that real estate takes a lot of money. I gave you an example earlier in the show of how you can buy a $135,000 property for $13,500. It's not a lot of money. Now, that might be a lot of money to some people, but in the real estate context, it's only 10% of the value of the asset. Where else can you buy investment assets for 10% down without paying PMI? By doing it the Lifestyles Unlimited way. By receiving the education that we will provide to you. I'm here to tell you, in 16 hours, we can change the trajectory of your life. If you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for that free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.